She summoned Patty to the big house some days before the shearers came, and without moving from her wing chair, she told him precisely what to do down to the last little detail. Used to New Zealand shearing, Patty had been staggered by the size of the shed, its 26 stands. Now, after the interview with his sister, facts and figures warred inside his head. Not only would Drogheda sheep be shorn on Drogheda, but Bugella and Dibbin Dibbin and Beal Beal sheep as well. It meant a grueling amount of work for every soul on the place, male and female. Communal shearing was the custom, and the station shearing, Drogheda's shearing facilities, would naturally pitch in to help. But the brunt of the incidental work inevitably fell on the shoulders of those on Drogheda. The shearers would bring their own cook with them and buy their food from the station store. But those vast amounts of food had to be found. The ramshackle barracks with kitchen and primitive bathroom attached had to be scoured, cleaned, and equipped with mattresses and blankets. Not all stations were as generous as Drogheda was to its shearers, but Drogheda prided itself on its hospitality and its reputation as a bloody good shed. For this was the one activity in which Mary Carson participated, so she didn't stint her purse. Not only was it one of the biggest sheds in New South Wales, but it required the very best men to be had, men of the Jackie Howe caliber. Over 300,000 sheep would be shorn there before the shearers loaded their swags into the contractor's old Ford truck and disappeared down the track to their next shed. Frank had not been home for 2 weeks. With old Beer Barrel Pete the stockman, a team of dogs, two stock horses, and a light sulky attached to an unwilling nag to hold their modest needs, they had set out for the far western paddocks to bring the sheep in, working them closer and closer, culling and sorting. It was slow, tedious work, not to be compared with that wild muster before the floods. Each paddock had its own stockyards, in which some of the grading and marking would be done, and the mobs held until it was their turn to come in. The shearing shed yards accommodated only 10,000 sheep at a time, so life wouldn't be easy while the shearers were there. It would be a constant flurry of exchanging mobs, unshorn for shorn. When Frank stepped into his mother's kitchen, she was standing beside the sink at a never-ending job, peeling potatoes. "Mom, I'm home," he said, joy in his voice. As she swung around, her belly showed, and his 2 weeks away lent his eyes added perception. "Oh, God," he said.